your money in the year 2006. Is this the time to get that great new job? Is this the time to sell or to buy a new home? Well, our financial contributor, Melody Hobson, has canvassed all the experts, including herself, and she's got some answers this morning. Melody, good morning. Happy New Year to you.
Good morning.
All right, houses. Is it the time to buy a house? Is it time to sell a house? What's happening out there?
Well, actually, housing, it looks like it's going to be a bust in 2006. The National Association of Realtors just announced that housing sales for the month of November were down 1.7%. That's the second month in a row, and yet prices are still really high. In fact, in 65 of the biggest markets, the markets are not just overpriced, they're extremely overpriced and headed for a correction or a drop in prices. And it's important to note that mortgage rates have been up, so that's one of the big reasons that it's slowing down buying. And it's been up, those rates have been up all year. And on top of that, the other big indicator that we saw last week, mortgage applications are down. Actually, last week, mortgage applications hit a 3.5-year low. So what does all this mean, net-net? If you're a buyer, I think you're going to find some bargains out there. And in fact, the president of the National Association of Realtors said yesterday that he expects 2006 to be a buyer's market.
Okay, I love someone, first of all, that would say net-net and really know what it means there. But is it possible then by the middle of the year you'll really find bargains? It really will be a buyer's market in a whole new way.
I actually think it will. I think that this housing market is going to bust. I don't think it's going to be the soft landing that people are talking about.
All right, your jobs. Is this going to be the year to look for a new job because they're going to be available, or is this a year in which more people are going to get laid off?
This is good news on the job front. The Department of Labor reported that in November, 215,000 jobs were added. That's up from 44,000 in October. December looks good. Companies out there say they're planning to hire in the first quarter of this year, and there are still job shortages in certain areas like finance, healthcare, and construction.
Great to get some optimistic news. And a quick word on the stock market. Up, down, boom, bust.
I think 2006 is going to be a very hard year for the stock market. I'm not expecting big returns, but long term, I'm always bullish on stocks. Buy the high quality names to withstand the ups and downs that we might see next year.
But watch out this year because it could be a little rocky?
It's going to be a little rocky. I think so.
All right, Melody, thanks again, and have a great weekend, a great New Year's Eve.